Welcome to Sunday Reflections. I'm the Reverend Jacqueline Sheldon from St. Paul's Episcopal Church at 220 Valley Street in Willimantic. The long desert journey is complete. The dark days of pain and anguish and doubt are over. Our Lord has fulfilled his promise. He has endured the worst that fear can produce, and he has lived. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Love wins. I wish you a happy, a glorious, a joyous Easter this morning. I'd like to start by reading you our Easter story from the Gospel of Mark. It is simple and beautiful and breaks wide open the possibility of love into the world. This is from the 16th chapter of Mark, verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus. And very early on the very first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He's not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Everything happened at such a frighteningly fast pace on the day of Jesus' crucifixion. His body couldn't even be prepared for burial before they sealed him into the tomb, according to Mark. It was heading into the evening before Sabbath when Jesus died. He had to be taken off the cross before Sabbath, the sacred day of rest, began. For our Jewish brothers and sisters, their day starts at sundown and ends at sunrise. This explains why Jesus was rushed into the tomb and why the women were hurrying back at the break of light, hoping they could get someone to roll back the stone. The three women loved Jesus so much they could barely wait to go and anoint his body. I imagine them walking with great determination, their hearts broken, committed to risk everything to give their beloved his proper burial. Heads down, deep in concentration, worrying about how they would get that stone out of the way. As they looked up, the amazement and terror Mark described started to well up in them. The stone was rolled away. Who did this? What happened? They bent down, holding their breath. What would they find? After everything that had happened, what could happen next? And there is a young man sitting in a white robe, and no Jesus. Mark says they were alarmed. Can you imagine? This scene is written so simply. A young man dressed in a white robe is sitting there, and he says, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He's not here. Look, there's the place they laid him. But go, tell the disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And new life and new hope explode upon them. They have just experienced the most unjust and heinous act any of us can ever imagine. And by law, they had to wait 24 hours before they could even come near their beloved. And when they arrive, this is how they are greeted. No body and a stranger giving them bizarre instructions. Is it any wonder that they fled because terror and amazement seized them? For 30 years, I've celebrated Easter with gorgeous flowers, beautiful music, people dressed in fine new outfits, and banquets of delicious food, along with Easter egg hunts and candy and the joy of the new life of spring. all of this is beautiful, and I am happy that we experience the deep joy of God's love and new life in the miraculous resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, this way. Praise God and hallelujah. But this is not what the women who loved Jesus experienced on the first resurrection. In the depth of their darkness and sorrow, a jarring, amazing, terrifying thing happens. When you think about it, any time your life is dramatically changed, there is fear and confusion, not immediate acceptance and comprehension. So Mark's gospel actually has three different endings. In some way, they all try to make sense of Jesus' resurrection. I like that. No one can really make sense of God's love. It has to unfold for each of us as we come to believe and grow in our faith. The ending we hear today leaves the story wide open. The women, seized with amazement and terror, flee, saying nothing to anyone because they're afraid. The message they took with them worked in their hearts. Before Jesus went to his death, he told his disciples, "Tonight, you will all run away afraid, but don't worry, I love you, and after I'm raised from the dead, I will go ahead of you, and I will meet you in Galilee." This is the true resurrection. It is amazing and terrorizing. Into our broken hearts, from a broken world, comes a love we cannot imagine. True love can only give us new life as we embrace it with amazement and terror, knowing we can never fully understand it or express its power. We can only live it. In order for the resurrection to have its real effect in the world, we must, with fear and trembling, let God's love have its way with us. I pray for you to know this love today and always. Be amazed. Be terrified. Be filled with joyful anticipation. You truly can have no idea what your new life in Christ will bring. Let his love lead. It's all you need. And with that in mind, let's listen to the Beatles remind us that all we need is love.
All you need is love. All you need is love. Have a lovely day.